she wanted to get married. I apologize for not remembering her name, but you guys all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Amatsuki Miyu.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, God.
And
I remember.
It's such a fucking heavy thought that you have to consider, because this girl is in like a hospital bed, probably just speaking positively, holding on to fucking dear life, and then you find out like a couple days later she did not actually make it, and it's so fucking shitty. It's such a shitty fucking thing, and it's like, how did that happen? How did that fucking happen? Where, like, you're in a hospital, you're in good hands, you have fucking, I don't know what she had, but I was like, oh, you know, it sounds pretty good, like, she should be fine, and she fucking wasn't. She just fucking passed away. And it was like, the last thing we end up hearing is saying that she wants to get married, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself if I hear any more of this story, man.
Yeah, like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
A severe case of Japanese cold. Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, what do they not have NyQuil in Japan? Like,
they
do
just
they not
have like real flus, I think. Because when we get a cold, we say, oh, it's just the flu. That's not the fucking flu. Like, if any of you like, have you seen anyone that's actually had Corona, and like it fucking knocks them down hard, and they're in bed for like a week, they can't do anything. Like, that's a real flu that most people really don't actually get. So it's, you know, we just kind of. We take, of course, the Japanese cold, but like they probably just get flus because their temperatures are so fucking different because they got that high heat.
I mean, that shit's crazy, man. Like, I can understand, you know, getting fucked up by like a flu, and it, you know, yeah, that shit fucking sucks. But I just think like we're at the point where that shouldn't be much of a fucking issue, right? Like, right?